Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Story here from NBC News. By the way, welcome back, everybody. Fourth and final hour, Thursday edition. And don't forget, you can always check out the Dana Parks podcast if you miss a segment. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. From NBC News, a new study indicates as few as 2 cigarettes a day increases your risk of death.
Well, of course. I thought we knew that, like, no tobacco is good tobacco.
That is correct. Just 100, but I mean, 2 cigarettes a day is kind of nothing.
Oh, I disagree. I think that's how you rationalize. I'm down to 2 cigarettes a day. That's like me. I'm down to 2 glasses of wine.
Exactly.
A night.
Just
before my third.
Listen to this. Just 100 cigarettes over the course of your life. Okay, so maybe like when you were in college, I only smoke when I drink.
Right. we all know somebody who says that.
Right. Just 100 cigarettes over the course of your life may be enough to raise your risk of heart disease and death.
Did you ever try it when you were a kid, and did you get caught?
I did smoke when I was...
No, I mean a kid.
Yeah, when I was in high school. I don't think I was addicted to it, but I started... Like, thinking I was a cool guy, and I started smoking my freshman year in high school in this place I'm not allowed to name.
How did you hide it from your mom and dad because it smells so bad?
They smoked.
Oh, there it is.
They couldn't smell it.
Yeah. And what are they going to say? It's bad for you. Don't do it.
Yeah. I did get caught once. I think it was when we were in Lansing, and I had one suit, like suit jacket for, you know, special
funerals
occasions.
Funerals and weddings.
Funerals and weddings, right. And when we came back to the States in 87, moved to Lansing, it was harder to get the cigarettes, so we had to be a little bit more creative. Over in some other place, they literally were vending machines on the streets.
Yeah.
For cigarettes. On the street. You just put 5 Deutsche Marks in, pull the lever, here comes your pack of cigarettes. I also bought a case of beer when I was 14. I mean, it was a different time. But I had hidden a pack of Winston cigarettes. Well, my parents smoke Winston. And my mom has quit 30 years ago, but that's beside the point. And I hid them in the interior pocket of my suit jacket.
Yeah.
And my mom, clearly, I was not the white sheep of the family. I was the black sheep of the family. She went through my closet one time and found several things that I'm not proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was a pack of Winston cigarettes.
Did you try to lie? Or did you?
No. I was nailed.
Yeah.
What am I going to say? They flew in there?
No.
They floated through the air?
I can hear a teenager saying, I've been concerned about your level of tobacco consumption, and so I was hiding them from you.
Right. Right.
So I decided to try one. My parents smoked. Oh, my God. I think my mom smoked when she was pregnant.
Hang on. Did you buy the pack of cigarettes,
nope,
or did you steal it from your parents?
I stole one of my mom's Saratoga Lights 100s.
I was gonna say Capri.
I stole it. And I was curious. And my fatal flaw was...
Did you inhale Bill Clinton?
I used a match to light it instead of a
lighter.
And, you know, the match has a very specific...
Sulfur.
I love that sulfur smell. And I was in the laundry room, and I lit it. And I kind of tried it. And then I heard my mom coming through the kitchen. She's like, hey, Dana. And I throw it, as like in a scene out of a movie. I throw it. It lands in the sink. But there's still a little waft of smoke like coming from the stick. Mm-hmm. And I run over there and I'm putting water on it. She comes in here and she goes, hey, what's going on? You want to do this? You were just talking. She goes, do you smell that? Something smells like smoke. She goes, were you cooking? And I go, toast. I literally just said
toast. Mom.
I wasn't cooking toast. The toaster wasn't even out. I don't know how I got away with it. She never brought it up again.
Really?
And I never tried it again. Nope.
You never smoked another cigarette again.
I burned toast. What? Teenagers are terrible liars.
Wow. I went from smoking to chewing when I would play sports. And I can still to this day... Oh, God, this is going to embarrass him, but I don't care. Every Friday when we would play football senior year, Coach would take us to the Golden Corral, mm-hmm, and pump us full of carbs.
Yeah.
And then we would take the bus back to the high school. At this point, everybody's gone for the day until the game starts at 7. And it was a mad dash off of that bus as about 50 boys – it's two buses – as about 50 boys are racing to all of the restrooms in the school.
Oh, sure.
I mean, we would use girls' restrooms.
Oh, sure.
It didn't matter. We just needed toilets. And I remember being in a restroom after a trip to the Golden Corral, and I'm sitting down in the stall, and in the stall next to me is my good buddy Scott Bohannon. And I said, man, you know, after that meal, I'd kill for a cigarette right now. And under the stall...
Smoking in the boys' room,
no,
literally.
No, not at all. Under the stall rolls a can of Skoal Wintergreen.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott Bohannon, he has a very distinct Southern dialect,
mm-hmm,
or accent. And he goes, put that there between your cheek and gum. It'll take care of it.
Oh, God.
And I did. And I was hooked on chewing tobacco after that.
Forever.
I never smoked again.
But you chewed for years.
I chewed for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things you and I would not have been labeled as in school.
Prudes?
Gifted.
No, that's a fact.
When you were in school, did you have a gifted program? You guys,
yes,
all remember that?
Yes, we did. Yes.
She's gifted. Mm-hmm. There's this whole school of thought right now that we should maybe stop labeling kids. And back when we were growing up, we had gifted kids. Then we had, and this was terrible, LD kids. They literally called it LD.
Learning disability?
He's one of those LD kids. Yes, learning disabled kid. They called it,
wow,
he's leaving now to go to his LD classes. They just called it LD.
What would you prefer they call it?
Not that. I don't know.
And they're called SPEDs now.
Special education.
Yeah.
SPEDs?
Yep.
SPED seems better than LD.
I agree.
Well, anyway. Special education is different than the LD. There's
today,
all kinds of different
groupings.
Everyone's
all in a classroom together. I mean, for the most part, right?
I was in neither.
So listen to this from the New York Times. Should we still be labeling children gifted? School districts across the United States are wrestling with the benefits and drawbacks of providing advanced education for some students. What do you think?
Perhaps they need it.
Well, but do they? Oh, he's just bored. We had to put him in gifted because he's so bored in the normal class.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though.
That's
What's the difference between, because it was called the gifted program when we were kids, or that kid is gifted or whatever.
It was talented and gifted in my area.
Okay. Talented and gifted.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But talented just meant you were smart, right? Not that you were a savant on the guitar or
right.
a brilliant athlete or anything like that.
Right.
Talented meant you were smart.
Well, that just means right. that I'm then not talented. You see where I'm going with this?
But what's the difference between gifted and AP, advanced placement?
Because you can choose your way into advanced placement, and if you flunk out, you flunk out. Gifted is something they label you, and you get put on this track over here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know that's how most Western countries do it.
But how do they know? Like, I remember in kindergarten, they did not put me in advanced reading. And do you know how I knew it? Because a small handful of kids got to go over and spend special time with the teacher, and they got to read different books.
Well, you know how they do the testing?
I remember saying, I want to read those books.
You know how they do the testing? And when you're, you know, in fifth grade or sixth grade, and you're testing on reading at a 12.9, you know, basically a senior about to graduate level, then they're like, oh, we need to do something more with this child.
So I'll just use Germany as an example, but I think a lot of Western countries kind of do this.
Tracks.
The high schools are called gymnasiums. It's spelled gymnasium, but it's pronounced gymnasium. And they determine as you're going up through the grades, are you gifted or are you average? Are you below average? And they send you to different high schools.
That's terrible.
Based on how you perform, because they're and like
the, what if you're not performing well because you're dyslexic, and then in 2 years you figure it out and you're a genius. You're stuck over here at a dum-dum school.
Well, they didn't call them dum-dum schools, but it was the lower gymnasium, and like in the gymnasium for the gifted kids, it's a lot of math and science. And for the other kids in the other...
It's macaroni pictures.
Well, no.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we did those too.
I mean, that is barbaric.
It's not barbaric.
Well, what are you... I think you're conflating things. I think you're thinking, okay, if a kid is in a gifted program, they're being told they're gifted and lauded and given...
But of course they are, Dan.
All of the medals and everything...
But they learn at a faster and better rate than the other kids.
Just the label, and we'll get into this when we get back, but just the label of bestowing that upon a child, they know, Dan, I'm gifted. And it's usually the parents. Well, he's gifted.
913-586.
He's kind of a jerk, actually.
913-586, and entitled. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person. person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Some facts for you to consider.
Okay.
More than 3 million U.S. public school students are estimated to be enrolled in gifted programs. But those programs are a lightning rod because the divide between who gets in and who is left out often falls along the lines of income, disability, or race. Imagine two students, one from an especially affluent household and another whose family lives well below the poverty line. Both perform at the same level in their core classes, yet the child from the affluent family will be twice as likely to receive gifted services, according to research across all ages, Scott. That's just a fact.
Is that because of the opportunities at the school that the affluent student happens to attend?
Or the loud squeaky wheel gets the, what does the squeaky wheel get?
Grease.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that the gifted program should not be the gifted program, or that kids that qualify for the gifted program should not go into a gifted program because of these other types of discrepancies.
Listen to this. Thomas Tuck, the director of Future Ed, an education think tank at Georgetown, says there is no issue in American education that is more fraught because it prompts this question: is bias shutting bright children out of gifted education? And the answer, of course, is yes.
913-586-7798. Aaron, what's up, man?
Hey, so I got a couple points and then the dark side of the gifted program. So my daughter is in the gifted program in her school district. And what my understanding of the gifted program is, they do get to do some fun stuff and whatnot, learn some things that are a little higher level than the other kids in the class. So the main reason for the gifted program is to get the kids that are bored in class and that can do better away from the normies so that they can learn at a normal rate. The same way that you take kids that are learning disability or that are a little bit slower and help them with extra work. So they're just giving them more work because they have to do all of the same classwork that everybody else does and more. They don't just get to slough it off.
Right. Oh, sure.
So then the dark side is kids that go to gifted programs normally are not as successful in life because they've been held to a higher standard. And then when they get out of high school and college, they're normal kids because everybody levels out.
Yeah.
And they're about the same. Very few of them actually go on to be
gifted,
high-functioning members of society.
Let's look at it this way.
They might be high-functioning members of society. They're not all going to MIT.
If we get rid of the gifted program because it makes it puts the smarter kids in a different category from, to borrow Aaron's word, the normies, then let's get rid of varsity and junior varsity sports.
I'm not suggesting necessarily we get rid of the gifted program. But I don't like the label. And if you think those students are chosen equally, you know, based on scientific research, you're sorely mistaken. It's going to be the parents barking the loudest that want their children in that program who are going to get their children in that program.
Most places, the child is going to be tested.
Yeah.
In order to get into such a program,
I mean, you can,
no matter how loud parents say, but my child is special.
Yeah, you can bark as loud as you want. If the kid, if the school is going to be very hesitant to put a normie kid into a gifted program just because mom and dad are barking real loud, only for that kid to fail.
Ma'am, we know that you believe your son is gifted, but in art class yesterday, he was shoving the macaroni up his nostril.
Mm-hmm.
Sure about that?
And trying to light his farts on fire.
I mean,
he's going to be very successful.
Sounds like a scientist.
He's going to be on the radio someday.
Sounds like a scientist.
That's right.
Kim in Kansas City. Hello, Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Yes, I have several points that touch on the gifted program. So I have a son who eventually tested into gifted. They tried testing him in kindergarten. He failed because in kindergarten, he didn't know where to put a stamp on a letter. That he had never mailed, obviously. He had never done any of those things. I never pushed for him to get tested, but in kindergarten, he was doing, like, sixth grade math in his head and reading at a high sixth grade level.
Hmm.
The school recognized that and said, I can't teach him at kindergarten.
Yeah.
I just can't do that. He is a high-functioning member of society. He's continued to be at the top level of almost everything he's done. He did eventually test into gifted. He was in a small private school. I never asked for him to be tested, but they were like, we've got to do something. However, schools get funding for kids in title classes. That includes learning disabilities or special ed. That includes gifted programs. They get funding for that, so they're going to look for those kinds of things.
Oh, wow.
And he didn't know he was in the gifted program. In fact, just this week, he asked me, he says, you know, I had to go to those extra classes, and I never really knew why. And I said, because we didn't tell you, we didn't want you, one, to feel superior,
yeah,
or two, to feel like you were being called out for something that was bad. Many kids in the private school we were in had different reasons to leave the classroom. Some of them went because they needed some additional help with reading. Some of them went because they were in the gifted program. And nobody really
labeled
it. What was happening,
right?
Because there was never really any label. So
that I like,
those
Kim.
Are my thoughts. Yeah, those are my thoughts on the gifted program. I think it was beneficial to him. He did do some extra stuff. He did have to do extra work. That was fine. It worked for him because he didn't mind it. But, yeah, so those are some of the points that came up in the conversation previous, and I just wanted to touch on those.
Okay, glad
Kim,
you
thank
did.
You for it.
Steven, Paula, Jessica, the others, hang tight. Get with all of you in just a moment. 913-586-7798.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So Dana stumbled on a story. It's very interesting. Is it time that we get rid of the term gifted when it comes to students? Or have they earned it?
But if everybody levels out in the end anyway, you know, there's always one or two in every class. You know, in your class, there were one or two that you're like, okay, that person's going to an Ivy League. That person is going to be extremely successful. Their brain works differently on a higher level.
And then there were the ones you're like, they're going to be found floating radio in a river.
He's going straight to a microphone. I don't want to say I was so dumb, but when we went from sixth grade into seventh grade, which was junior high, we called it junior high school, mm-hmm. seventh, eighth, and ninth grade. Hmm. I got my class list and it was math, social studies, all the things. And then English, it said H-O-N, English.
Honors.
I did not know what that meant. I thought it was Hun. I was like, I don't understand. What is this? And somebody said, that's Honors English. No one ever asked me, should I go to Honors English? No one ever said, hey, by the way, you tested well. We're going to put you in Honors English. I ended up in Honors English. I wasn't in advanced math. And it chapped my butt because I was so good at math that I went to the teacher and I said, I want to be in advanced math. And they said, well, we can't switch your schedule around, but if you want to come after school and catch up with the advanced math kids and do extra work, you can do it. And I did it.
Nice.
Because Scott, on that math track, if you fall behind early and you're not in algebra, mm-hmm. and then honors algebra and then trigonometry and then calculus, and I did all of that, you can't go back. You've got to be placed in that. That's why I don't like these tracks, because I wanted to be in that track and I deserved to be in that track, but they Hun Englished me, tracked me, and didn't math track me.
See,
why?
I was a classic underachiever. I think I was a smart kid. I just didn't try very hard. And my parents knew it. And I mean, for example, when we got to the University of Nebraska, when I was getting my class schedule and everything and going through orientation, I distinctly remember them asking, you know, you're in the journalism school. You have to take two semesters of math. But if you'd like, you can try to test out of it and you won't have to take any math classes. And I said, I'd like to try to test out of it. And I did.
Yeah.
I never took a math class in college in my life.
No, we're aware.
Let's go to Steven on line three. Hello, Steven.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I grew up in the Portland, Oregon school district, and when I got into middle school, I was doing high school books. And when I got into high school, I was doing college books.
Yeah.
And basically my teacher was basically throwing books at me and saying, you know, I don't know what this is. And you're going to have to do it on your own. If I tried to do any advanced mathematics class, then I would have been sitting with seniors as a freshman in a class with struggling seniors. They didn't have anything for me. They didn't have anything that would have excelled me. And, you know, I ended up graduating at 16 years old and just going into the workforce because my parents were lower middle class. And there was never any private schooling for me or right. any type of scholarships that would have done. And, you know, Portland, Oregon, they were no kid left behind before that was even a thing. You know, they were all about making everyone just advance evenly.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Sorry to interrupt you. I beg your pardon. You said I want to stay on this for just a second. You said you graduated high school at the age of 16. Do you feel like you missed out on some things in life because of that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If I was put into those advanced courses, I would have been sitting with seniors.
Right.
And I didn't want to leave my classmates behind. I was in classes with my friends and I didn't want to leave them behind. And, you know, if there was a school that I could have gone to, then it would have been well out of my district. And it would have been, a bus ride for right. an hour and a half. So
because the socialization is still important,
Portland
Stephen.
Didn't have anything for me. So,
yeah. All right, Stephen. Hey, do appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you, man. Paula in Lawrence. Hello, Paula.
Hello. I'm a longtime listener, but first-time caller.
Oh, welcome on in.
Thank you for taking my call. I love the show.
Thank you.
I have a couple different perspectives. I'm a retired teacher. I taught 36 years, and I've seen a lot happen with gifted and any other kind of IEP that might be needed by various students. And some of the kids, they cope well with it. Some of them just cannot handle the label. They can't handle the pressure. And that's just from elementary. I was an elementary teacher. So some it works great. Some they were better off just staying with me in the classroom and I would provide the additional enrichment that those kids needed because it just was not their thing to go be a part of the gifted program. I also taught at the majority of my career at a Title I school. We were usually the lowest SES in the district and highest free and reduced lunch. And getting the district to test kids that we were like, this child needs to be tested. They need additional.
Yeah.
It was like pulling teeth because we were the lowest SES district in the city. And apparently those kids can't be smart, according to some people. So that was frustrating as well. Another problem is, even before I retired, and it's even worse now, is having the personnel to cover all the different IEPs, whether they're gifted or whatever. So the minutes are never being met. And so the enrichment and gifted program, along with the learning disability, there's so many kids not getting what the legally required minutes are because there's just not enough bodies to serve all the kids.
Well, how would there be, Paula? I mean, there's no way, and
you know, yeah, and in today's
where would the money come from?
Mm-hmm. Bingo, right there. Hey, Paula, sorry to interrupt you and cut you off. I got fat fingers, and we got to get Jessica in real quick.
Great call
from Parkville, Jessica. Hello.
Yes, hi. So I was just curious about Dana was reading that study about rich kids getting in and poor kids not. I think there needs to be a bit of an asterisk on that.
Sure.
I live in Parkville, and as you all are aware, there are lots of rich people in our area. And when we moved here, I said, I think we're moving to the only normal people neighborhood in this area. my kids are definitely lower middle class. But out of my three, I had two go through the gifted program.
Good.
They needed the extra. They are highly intelligent. I have two kids in college right now. My youngest has just applied to Yale. They needed that extra help or extra, not help, but they needed the extra busy work, I guess.
Yeah, stimulation.
The challenge. They needed a challenge.
Yes. So I don't know that the money always has something to do with it. My kids were bullied because they hadn't gone to Europe as a kindergartner. So I'm very confused by that study. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but that for me is not the case. And to Dana's point about the parents, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. We were quite the opposite. Now I'm a mama bear, and if you mess with my kid, we're going to have a problem. But if we always raised our kids to believe if there's something you want, you have to get it. You have to earn it yourself. They got into the gifted program on their own. We didn't have anything to do with it. Wow. I don't step foot in that school. I don't go to the parent teacher conferences. My kids all do really well. There's no need for me to be there. If there's a problem, I'll go. But other than that, they all had, I mean, A's and B's. Like, I didn't have the problem. So I am quite the opposite. Good. So I just wanted to let you know that not all of us are like that. My kids are just, they're way more smarter than I've ever been in my entire life.
Well, good.
Very Jessica,
good.
That's awesome. Thank you for the story.
Last word goes to Terry. Terry, hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Loud go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Terry.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
My perspective is I raised a 33-year-old. He's 33 now, and he was gifted. He's a gifted child, and in kindergarten, he was reading, and when I did, he was my firstborn child.
Can't hear you. Oh, there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. They were doing the assessment. It was a private school, and they said, well, I think he should skip kindergarten, and he should go into first grade. And I was kind of flabbergasted by that, and then they were telling me that he was a gifted child, and he probably needed to go straight into first grade. So I got a second opinion, and the psychiatrist or the psychologist said, you know, you want your child well-rounded his whole life.
Right.
And he needs to learn how to behave, and he needs to learn how to stand in line, and he needs to be socially apt. And that stuck with me my whole life. Mm-hmm. I am also a pediatric nurse, and I see children who are very gifted and who cannot socially behave. And with my son, I have tried to work on his social aptitude his whole life, and I don't worry about his giftedness as far as his brains. And school has given him that. But I feel like the biggest challenge with these gifted kids is the social.
All right, Terry, thank you. Yeah, if someone said to me, especially with a little boy, we want him to skip kindergarten. Heck no. Heck no.
What if they said we want to hold him back? Your kid needs a little extra help.
We were lucky because it was our daughters that had the later birthdays and not our sons. Didn't have to make that
do
choice.
Do they flunk kids these days?
No.
Or do you automatically go on to the next grade?
I don't think you're flunked anymore.
I mean, we all had that one kid in class.
Who was like 30?
Who had a full beard.
Scaring children in the hallway.
Who was eligible to vote when he was a freshman.
Why are we letting him play dodgeball?
Everybody gets hurt. 913-586-7798.
Kansas City, your new baby giraffe has a name. Thousands of people voted on this thing, by the way. Thousands weighed in on what they thought would be the perfect name for the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium's youngest giraffe, and the results are in. The zoo announced today the calf's name is officially Benny.
Benny.
B-E-N-I.
Oh, V-E-N-I.
No, B with a boy.
Oh, B, Benny.
More than 14,300 people voted online for their favorites.
Between we had an Italian giraffe there for
a
second.
I know, right? Benny. It was between Benny, Slim, Chester, Mosey, Anderson, and Patch. See, we don't play well with others. They don't let you just submit names anymore because of Bodie McBoaterson.
Who's Bodie McBoaterson?
Well, people just come up with these ridiculous names. So instead of like asking the public, like, what do you think we should name the giraffe? We now get like five choices and you have to pick.
Oh.
This is why we can't have nice things. But I like the name Benny. It's fine. Dad Aiden, Mom Chandy, and Baby Benny are doing fine. You can't see the baby yet, but they've got like one of those live feed cameras. You can like look online. Check him out. He's super cute.
Story here from NBC Sports. It's been a long, long time since Travis Kelce has been in this position. With the Chiefs currently sitting out of the seventh seed AFC playoff picture at 5-5, they're sitting out of the playoff picture. They're not even in it right now. At 5-5, the veteran tight end has implored his teammates to put all the selfish S aside as the team looks to salvage the season. Quoting here from Kelce, it's frustrating because it's gotten to the point where we're 5-5. We're 500. Going into the back end of the schedule here, we got 7 games left, and we basically got to run the table, he said on the New Heights podcast. I haven't been in this position in a long, long time, man. It's even more frustrating knowing the kind of guys we have, knowing the kind of talent we have, knowing the type of coaches we have. Everybody's just got to kind of look at themselves in the mirror, man. He's in his 13th season.
Man, this town is going to have a hangover unlike any we have known in a very long time. I don't even want to say it out loud, but you know what I'm saying.
If they don't make the playoffs.
Well, if it just gets to the point where we lose one and certainly two, it's over.
You need Buffalo to win tonight, by the way.
Buffalo needs to beat Houston?
Yeah, because Houston would be jockeying for position with the Chiefs.
They're 5-5.
And the Chiefs would play the Texans in about 3 weeks.
Okay. I needed a reason to root for someone tonight. Thank you. You just gave it to me. Because the Texans quarterback is out, so I thought it was going to be a turd of a game. I didn't know we were going to watch.
It probably will be a turd of a game.
It will be.
We need the Bills to win. That is good to know.
Okay. If you don't have real ID, the next time you go to the airport, it could cost you.
Okay.
Do you have a real ID?
I just got it back.
The TSA has proposed a rule that would charge travelers who lack a real ID an $18 fee at security checkpoints. Huh.
If you didn't have it, you couldn't fly.
That's what I thought. I thought you had to have it or you weren't allowed to get on a plane.
We've had several years to get this right.
I believe we've had 10.
God.
We've had 10. When you go to get your ID, your driver's license.
Yeah.
I thought they automatically gave you a real ID.
They do.
You've had 10 years.
I know. We're going to have to bring this back tomorrow, by the way. CNN is reporting that a high-ranking U.S. official has gone on record in a documentary that alleges an 80-year global cover-up of, quote, non-human intelligent life.
Yeah, it's flying by right now in the three-eye atlas.
Non-human intelligent life. And they're interviewing the director and the producer of the documentary.
I believe it.
Now. I kind of believe it, too. You know why? There's too many pilots out there, like Air Force pilots,
mm-hmm.
that all saw something weird that they can't explain.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly...
Like crafts doing things that we do not have the technology to do what that thing was doing, whatever
flying
it was.
Flying at speeds that we can't reach
And then
yet.
Zooming side to mm-hmm. side, and up and down, and then going in the ocean and popping back out.
All these Tic Tacs.
Explain right? the pyramids to me, which are, by the way, in perfect alignment with Orion's belt. Perfect alignment.
They were probably all gifted back then. Scott.
How did they get all of those bricks, some weighing multiple tons, all the way up to the top? Those were landing sites for UFOs.
Oh, my gosh. Art Bell up next.
Have you not seen Stargate? Birthdays today. Joe Biden is 83. Joe Walsh is 78. And Mike Diamond, rapper Mike D from the Beastie Boys, is 60.
Wow.
We got to run. Kramer's been our producer, my good friend and co-host, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of
from free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.